Right, we start off with some more news that once again demonstrates just how competent, ethical, and caring the ANC government is. Oh, no, wait, they aren't they? Well, this week it was announced that South Africa has the highest unemployment rate, not only in Africa, not only as a third world country, but as Jeremy Clarkson would say, in the world. That's right, at 34.4%, South Africa has more jobless people than any other nation on earth. And I just want to send a little shout out to all those in power who have made this statistic possible. And for the president who thinks he's got the right to forcibly prevent people from going to work instead of setting up field hospitals. If only we had 570 billion rand to help relieve those who are unemployed. Oh wait, most of it was stolen. Now, I'm not usually sympathetic towards politicians, the ANC or Jacob Zuma, but I feel we need to spare a thought for our former president, because the Jacob Zuma Foundation, whatever they do for society, has appealed to South Africa and even the world to, quote, lend a helping hand to donate towards JZ's ever accumulating legal bills. Now, I've only got one question. Where are the Guptas now, brother? I mean, the audacity of this dude to ask random people, not only in South Africa, but the world. I mean, what has Jacob Zuma ever done for the world that he feels that they owe him money to pay the legal bills that are his own doing? All while he isn't even in jail, he's still recovering from his illness. I think it's a lack of backbone. And lastly, as the 31st of August deadline approaches for the UK and the USA to withdraw their troops from Afghanistan, if they fail to do that, the Taliban say that attacks could happen at the Kabul airport. This is the same Taliban, by the way, who say that they've changed and are a new Taliban. A Taliban that will allow for women to have the rights that Sharia law allows. Yeah, right. Meanwhile, an ISIS-linked suicide bomber have already done their thing and caused an explosion that claimed at least 15 American soldiers' lives. All while President Biden has very kindly bestowed the American Army's weapons, biometric information, and resources to the Taliban. You know, sometimes I just think America should just deal with their own country's issues instead of causing stupid, unnecessary wars that they can't even win. And that is what the heck happened this week.
Did this day kick your ass?
Prepare for trouble.
Make it double.
The Pick FM Drive Show will kick it right back.
Out of my
This is your Pick FM Drive Show.